Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week comes from the BSU men's basketball team, Lance Rongstead. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
22-point night one night. Was it 15 or 16 points the next night last weekend? It's all great. Still two losses, though. What's been going right for this team? What's been going wrong for this team here in this stretch?
I think night in and night out, we bring a lot of effort. We're always, you'll watch a game, we'll always be playing hard. It's just kind of coming down to a lot of little things. Loose balls, I feel like our coach always says they're more like 60-40 balls for us. We don't get as many as we should. And we play well on offense. We're fourth, I think, in the league in scoring, fifth in defensive scoring and shooting percentage. We have the numbers to be a top 6-7 team, and we're just making mental errors that cost us games by 2 points and 5 points and 3 points and
1 point and 5 points and six. Yeah, you guys are a great free throw shooting team. You've been in the top 10 in the country all year. Typically, teams that shoot well from the free throw line win games. Are you, just being blunt, are you getting to the line enough?
I don't believe so. I think, I think last week they made more than we even attempted, and I think this, we just got to be more aggressive on the offensive end. We kind of get ourselves in foul trouble on defense, and I think it kind of takes away from our trying to be a tough mentality and get more to the rim, and we start playing a little more conservative than we should. And so I think that kind of hurts our getting to the line, but we get there, we make them.
59 fouls were called last Saturday. It's unheard of in a college game. Was it hard to get into a flow and get into a good shooting rhythm on a night like that?
Oh, it definitely is, but I mean, refs have the ultimate say in all games, so we did a terrible job of kind of adjusting to how they were going to call the game, and we continued to just ride people and play aggressively, and they didn't allow us to do so, so it ended up being a lot of fouls called.
Just the one game this weekend with Duluth, you guys beat them earlier in the year, really took it to them right from the get-go in the game, and the game was pretty much over 5 or 10 minutes into the game. It's the goal again for this weekend, isn't it?
It is. I mean, we've been getting out to good leads on teams all over conference. Augie, Mary this last weekend. Northern, we had down 12. Even the Winonas and Mankato, we've been up early in the game. It's just been difficult for us to maintain that throughout an entire 40 minutes. And if we can do that, we'll get out to a good lead, maintain our focus, and not lose concentration, and we should be able to hopefully put them out again.
All right. Off the court. You're from Wisconsin, just outside of Eau Claire. You more of a Packer fan or a Vikings fan?
That's not even a question. Packer fan, for sure.
Good answer. Good answer. Watching the game any place in particular this weekend?
I don't know. We'll find a big group of guys, I'm sure, to get together and cheer for the Packers and rub it in the people's faces who don't feel like they should win.
I'm going to sound old by asking you this, but do you even remember 96, the last time they won it?
I remember exactly where I was, what house I was. I think I was 7 years old, maybe. But I remember it was, snow was everywhere, just like they, my dad and all his buddies took off running down the street after the Packers won.
Well, I was a little bit older than that, but I think I had the same reaction. Good luck this weekend. Again, congratulations.
Appreciate it.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.